mean differently, I mean inappropriately, probably. If they're misperceiving reality, they're going to respond on their perceptions, not what everyone else's perceptions are. Paranoia, which we kind of touched on with that and touched on in that earlier example, he is exhibiting paranoia and depressed mood.
And those are consistent with, or are they based on, that targeted areas of symptomology? Are they based on the report of both the DCR and of law enforcement that was placed in the petition?
Those and our own observations.
All right. Do you believe that Mr. Turner is a good faith candidate to be treated for these issues outside of this facility?
No.
Why not?
Because his insight into his illness is very low, and he truly believes that he does not have a mental illness and does not need medications and should not be here, and I'm sure would like to be discharged. In fact, I believe in my petition there is a quote with him when he was asked about voluntary treatment. He said he did not need it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Faison. Nothing further.
Any cross-examination, Ms. Rowe?
Yes. I believe you testified that there hasn't been any type of assaultive behavior or confrontational behavior from
yes.
Mr. Turner since he's been here?
That is true. I have not observed any, and I have not heard any reports of it.
No further questions.
The state rests. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything to present, Ms. Rowe?
Yes, Your Honor. I would like to call Mr. Turner.
Mr. Turner, would you raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Turner, is it your request today to be discharged home?
Yes.
And do you currently participate in any outpatient services in the community?
Yes.
What are those?
At CMR, I have a licensed psychiatrist and therapist that I see regularly.
How often do you meet with these individuals?
Bi-weekly. My apologies for cutting you off.
Oh, no. So you meet with them bi-weekly?
The psychiatrist once.
Okay. And do you benefit from that outpatient services?
Yes.
If you were to be discharged today, would you reconnect with those outpatient services and continue in that treatment?
Yes.
Would you also agree to continue taking some medications? Are there medications that have been prescribed through your providers?
Through my providers, yes.
Mm-hmm. And have you been taking those?
Currently, I don't have any right now to take, but when they were prescribed, yes.
Do you currently use any type of mind-altering substances?
No.
So you don't smoke?
No.
Don't drink?
No.
And don't take any illegal drugs?
No.
Is that something new in your life?
Yes.
Can you explain a little bit?
Also part of one of my New Year's resolutions, and from the changes that have occurred recently and the findings that I've been dealing with through the club and on the streets.
So it's been your own decision to stop the use of any type of...
Yeah, ultimately, yes.
Sorry, I didn't hear the word you said before through the...